Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. Amen. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to continue to look down upon us and care for us. Dear Father, we come this morning because every time we get up, we find ourselves in a sin-sick world. A world that know not Jesus Christ in the pardons of their sins, and a world that has fallen in love with Satan and his devils. Amen. We're praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to teach and preach the word of God so bold and so forcefully that son of men and women will come asking, what must I do to be saved? Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will walk out into this world, letting the world know that we belong to Jesus Christ and to him only. For we know that Satan is like a roaring lion going to and fro into this earth, seeking whom he can devour. Amen. But let him know, as we teach and preach, that we are not his to be touched or to be had. Right. That we belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to remain steadfast on this battlefield, to continue to lock hand in hand and arm in arm and march on to heaven. We're also asking you, dear Father, to give us comfort while we're here on this earth. We know that too many people have set aside ways to make us stumble, ways to make us fall. But let us stand firm on the word of God, and if there's anything in us that will cause us to stumble, let us lay aside those weights that so easily beset us. We also come praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, stand firm on the word of God, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power unto salvation. And we pray that we, your children, will continue to carry this word into this world as we go and as we travel. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ in the pardons of their sins, those who are lost. Let us seek them out and stand firm on the word of God and preach to them what thus saith the Lord. Let us also, dear Father, as we go, find the time to visit our sick, to visit our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are lost, and those who have turned back. Amen. Help us to reach out and put a loving arm around them and let them know that Jesus Christ is expecting them here at home. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who have decided to be here and could not, and those who wanted to be here and chose not to be. We're praying, dear Father, that you will awaken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late and help them come back to the fold. We're also praying, dear Father, continually for our preacher brothers, those who stand up and declare your word, Those who try to make their calling and election sure. Those who are trying to give full proof of their ministry. Help them to continue to preach and teach your word. Help them to continue to stand firm on the word of God. For without them teaching us, we would all be lost. So we're praying to the Father as we go through this land and country and through this world that we, your children, will always be willing to go forward, never turning back into this world. And as we go, help us to preach and teach the word of God boldly and forcefully. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.